This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. BuzzFeed News is out with a new investigative series that looks at the secretive and powerful world of the ISDS. Yeah, I know you've never heard of it. That's kind of the point. It's short for Investor State Dispute Settlement, and essentially what started out as a way for corporations to protect their investments overseas has become a way for some companies to sue whole countries. Chris Hamby is an investigative reporter at BuzzFeed. He joins me now to talk about what he found when he looked into what he called a parallel illegal universe. Chris, thanks for coming on the show.
Hi, thanks for having me on the show.
So let's start at the top, the basics. Please explain what Investor State Dispute Settlement, or ISDS, is.
So ISDS is this system that basically allows companies to sue entire nations. And they do this before a panel of not judges, but private arbitrators. These are people who are appointed by the two opposing sides. Their judgments have incredibly binding force, so this is not just a theoretical exercise. There are a few international legal systems that have this sort of power. There is virtually no appeal of their decisions, and countries, many of them, are required by the treaties they've signed to treat their decisions as if they came from their own nation's highest courts.
But so you're saying that the arbitrators can go so far as to actually influence national or local law or regulation with their decisions?
So that's the important thing here, is that the arbitrators cannot order a government to change its laws. What they can do is impose penalties that are so staggering that the government chooses to do so itself rather than pay or face the risk of paying these massive penalties.
Well, and you give several examples in the story of some particularly egregious cases. Could you relate one of those for us?
In Indonesia, for example, you have they enact an environmental law to protect sensitive areas from a particularly destructive form of mining. The mining companies that were there and had contracts, they threatened arbitration, and the liability was so large that the government had estimated that it was potentially half of their entire government budget for the previous year. And what they ended up doing is giving exemptions to these mining companies. And I went to this remote area where they had granted one of these exemptions and the mine went forward. And what has happened is that it has essentially turned into a giant pit. And they believe it has poisoned their water. And there's some evidence to suggest that there are high amounts of cyanide in the water, which is what the mine uses. So it's more than a theoretical exercise. This is something that has severe consequences for real people on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it seems to fit with a common theme, which is that there's a fear that corporations are becoming, in some cases, more powerful than nations. Do you think that this is a little bit of evidence of that actually coming true?
It was meant to deal with a situation in which a business feels it has become totally at the mercy of a government that may not be particularly adherent to the rule of law. But this is in some ways sort of flipped it to where these companies now have significant leverage that is not available to the government. So, yes, it has, in some instances, really sort of tip the balance of power between the business world and governments.
That's Chris Hamby. He wrote about ISDS in a series for BuzzFeed News. Chris, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on.